Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're taking a look at one of the largest economies in the world and wondering why it seems to be sputtering. We are, of course, talking about China. Earlier this year, the Chinese economy was in strict lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. After weeks of protests, the Chinese government changed course and opened up the economy seemingly overnight. At the same time, the economy in Europe, Japan, and even the United States were showing signs of weakness. China reopening was heralded as the savior to pull the global economy out of what seemed like an impending recession. That recovery in China failed to materialize. We witnessed other economies around the world emerge from the lockdown of the pandemic and experience a massive surge in spending. We saw a recovery in demand for products and services that had been suppressed during the months of lockdown. We saw international travel resume. We saw a surge in demand for new homes. We saw businesses throughout the West respond to the supply chain shortages of the pandemic, whereby they replaced just-in-time inventory with just-in-case inventory. That means those inventories grew dramatically. Retailers did not want to leave any business on the table by failing to carry ample supply of products that customers wanted to buy. After all, interest rates were low and the additional carrying cost of that inventory was much cheaper than the loss of revenue associated with supply chain shortages. Surely, China reopening would see a surge in demand for everything from finished goods to raw materials and services. But it didn't happen. So why did China's economy sputter when the rest of the world emerged from the pandemic with their economies on fire? Well, I believe the answer can be found in the coincidence of several simultaneous economic factors and one geopolitical factor. The fact is, North American and European businesses exhibited the usual human behavior that occurs when there's a supply chain shortage. If your supplier puts you on allocation and only promises to deliver 90% of what you order, well, it's human nature. You're going to order 110% of what you need or maybe even 120%. The factory is only going to ship 90% of what you order, so you order more. It's basic human nature. Eventually, those orders get filled, inventories start to grow far beyond the real intrinsic underlying demand. Eventually, those businesses observe the fact that they overshot the demand, and they decide to freeze orders in order to bleed down the excess inventory. China is the world's largest factory, and that's the first one to be affected. Next, we see governments responding to the inflationary pressure by raising interest rates. The cost of carrying that excess inventory just got a whole lot more expensive, and that put additional pressure to reduce inventories in the supply chain, in particular finished goods. The third factor is one that I actually believe has been overlooked. The Chinese economy has been on fire over the last 5 years, leading up to the start of the pandemic, as a result of a major national boom in construction. You might remember the spectacular failures of very large builders that had built tens of thousands of excess units in markets that frankly could not absorb them. China's housing boom came to an abrupt end. The overshoot in new housing supply was years in the making. In addition, you have a nation with a massive population that for decades had instituted the one-child policy. Couples who violated the one-child policy faced severe social and economic sanctions by the government. So by and large, the Chinese government was successful in reducing the birth rate. But as we've already seen in Western countries, a fertility rate of less than 2 will eventually result in a declining population. The only solution to maintaining population constant is to increase the birth rate or to grow via immigration. Just like Japan, Italy, Russia, Bulgaria, low fertility rates mean a declining population, and declining population will result in weak economic output. As for immigration, I'm not aware of millions of people looking to relocate to mainland China from around the world. So this demographic effect will reduce demand for housing, and many of the new construction homes built throughout China were designed to house people relocating from the agricultural regions of the nation into the cities where they could get jobs working in manufacturing. All of these factors have significantly suppressed demand for new products coming from China. Even the demand domestically for new products is dramatically reduced because of the implosion of the new construction residential market. Which brings me to the very last and final factor, which is also causing a slowdown of the Chinese economy. The war in the Ukraine has caused divisions among the world's powers, and that's damaged relations between Western governments and China. New factories are being built all over the world in order to reduce dependence on China. Some of these facilities are being built in Malaysia or Vietnam. India is a recent beneficiary of new manufacturing, and we've certainly talked about the resurgence of investment in manufacturing in Mexico, Canada, and even domestically in the United States. As demand for products from China has fallen, Chinese manufacturers have started discounting their products, hoping to utilize their excess manufacturing capacity to sell more. When you add all of this up, all of these factors, it makes perfect sense that China's economy is sputtering, and that China's not going to lift the global economy out of recession. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.